Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, the Philadelphia School District's expected to release its back-to-school plan this week. As KYW's Mike DiNardo reports, the teachers' union wants to be sure the plan addresses its concerns over COVID-19.
Ahead of the school district issuing its reopening blueprint, the Philadelphia Federation of Teachers is out with its own. Union President Jerry Jordan says the health and safety of students and staff is his top priority. He says teachers are concerned about the district hiring enough custodians to disinfect buildings, and his members are concerned they may be required to sanitize classrooms themselves.
We are adamant about making sure that there are enough cleaners, that the district hires enough cleaners, and that soap is in the buildings, that sanitizers are in the buildings.
Jordan says the union did not help to draft the district's plan, but it did share the results of a PFT survey, which showed that teachers preferred a hybrid model of 1 week in school, 1 week online. Jordan says he's especially concerned with how the district will accommodate immunocompromised teachers who don't want to return to school buildings. Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio.